Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Cameron Shawn. He's a hip-hop artist and songwriter, and he's a breath of fresh air to the music scene. His tracks saturated with the grippingly raw and wholeheartedly genuine perspective for which the genre is known. At 18 years old, he already has top national charts, taking over the number one spot on college radio stations across the country and capturing the attention of industry heavy hitters. A quintessential voice of his era, he is living proof that determination and diligence can lead to the fulfillment of big dreams.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Cameron. How you doing, man?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing very well.
Oh, you're welcome. So I'm excited to talk to you. So obviously you're 18, right?
So I'm actually 28.
Oh, you're 28. Okay.
Yeah. So when I was 18 was kind of when the whole rebirth happened. But as we talk about my story, I guess, I took a pretty big hiatus from music, but 18 is when I really started doing it. But I would say professionally, actually this year, I kind of got a second chance at it. And, yeah, things have finally changed. I guess when I was 18, I thought you just needed talent and, you know, good music. But as you know, Sorontos, there's a lot of factors in regards to getting to where you need to be in the industry.
Yeah, that's so true, my friend. So tell us a little bit about what is your instrument? Is it voice? Is it lyrics? Is it what are you known for?
So I do sing and rap. I would say I'm definitely more of a rapper than a vocalist. But I do like to sing as well. I feel like, at least in today's hip hop, you know, I want to differentiate myself. But because of, you know, my age and the timing and what I'm influenced by, it's very lyrical from like the artists that I used to listen to. I probably say early 2000s, mid 2000s, where I get my most inspiration from. But I try to combine lyricism from that era with today's current melodies, like today's new school hip hop sound.
Okay, cool. How do you get started when you start doing something? Is it the beat? Is it the melody? Is it the grooves? Like, how do you get started?
I would probably say the beat and the melody for sure. I mean, I really I wish I could go back in time and, you know, pick up an instrument, but I feel like at the level that I need to do it at for this, it would just be another time of dedication that I'd have to submit that I'm not sure if I fully have yet. But so I do use producers and people that solely create the instrumentals, but to answer your question, I would say the beat, the melody, but in terms of like just the process itself, a lot of it is kind of just freestyles off the top of my head. And, you know, I have a notebook or a journal inside my phone where if I think of a witty punchline or something intricate that I enjoy, then I'll write it down, you know, any type of inspiration really. But
how do you decide if something's going to make it to the next step where you're going to, you know, finish a song, make it public?
I guess my management have toward the final say other than like my final say, but I really kind of get different angles of, you know, what my management, what my mentors and team thinks about it first. Of course, I have a lot of songs sit on the hard drive that are not fully released yet, but it kind of really depends on what we're going for and the brand that I'm trying to promote. Because even though I have been writing for a while, of course, with this, you know, whole new level of professionalism and a team and all these companies and this and that, it's, you know, I have to be very consistent with my brand.
Yeah, and you said something interesting, right? It's a brand. That's what a lot of people don't realize. This isn't just about the music, it's entertainment. I'm actually reading L.A. Reid's book, and he talked about that, right? You could be great vocals, great lyrics, whatever, but you got to be an entertainer, especially when you're performing live.
Exactly.
And you're talking about brand management, which is so true. It's a whole brand you got to manage.
Exactly. And back to what you just said, it's like, unfortunately, Sorontos, being just a good rapper or a great singer is not enough unless you're, you know, Adele or, you know, or Eminem or, you know, not to say, I think for me, what always keeps me grounded, as great as I think I am, I always, because you need to have confidence, almost a false level of confidence to really, you know, I feel like excel. But at the same time, I get humbled a lot. And I always have these situations where I know there's tons of people out there that are more talented than me per se, but it's really a whole big picture rather than just one skill set or one thing. It's like, okay, is he likable? Is he a nice person? You know, does he have strong interviews? You know, how's his stage presence? Like you said, how's his entertaining? It's just so many things that I've had to learn over the course of a couple years that have really, it's come full circle, but I'm still always trying to improve, of course.
Yeah, of course. I think that's the key, right? I mean, you have to keep trying to get better. And if you feel like you've arrived, you're probably either full of it or you have arrived and now you got to pivot and figure out how to do the next thing that's going to keep you at the top, because that's an even harder challenge.
Exactly. And you know, because it's music, it's like relevancy is very, very fickle. It changes really fast. Music, all genres change really fast, just like sports, just like everything you've listened to from back in the day to now. It just keeps changing. So even though when I, because I'm more lyrical, I wouldn't say I'm Eminem lyrical, you know, but compared to a lot of the sound today, it's very different. It's like a nostalgic feeling from the old school, because there's like really a lot of content in terms of storytelling and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, people are trying to stay relevant regardless. I think for me, and I think people that are, you know, super successful in the long run, they don't celebrate their accomplishments very often. It's always kind of on to the next one. You got to take time to reflect, but at the same time, you know, you can't get complacent.
You really can't. And I think the one thing I've realized myself, which I'm sure you have, is it's going to take forever. You got to keep trying to get better. And if you're chasing trends, you're already too late. The point is to try to figure out what you do well and hope that that gets back in style or create something new. You know, I mean, there's so many elements to it that people don't realize.
Exactly. And that's the hardest part. It's like you want to keep up with the Joneses. And at the same time, you're getting probably a million different opinions from people. Oh, do this, do that, do this. You know, make a song like this, do something. It's like at the end of the day, I always want to put my touch on my sound. So, you know, it's me, but it doesn't sound the same every single time, you know, where there's at least a unique cadence or something unique about what I'm doing on that particular track where, you know, it's Cameron Sean, but at the same time, it doesn't sound monotonous.
Yeah. I can tell you that me personally, what I've realized, I was actually going through one of my songs in the past. My songwriter lessons keep revealing things to me every week. And one of the things I never realized is that your range and your tessitura on the verse versus the pre-chorus versus the chorus change. And sure enough, I found a song, an older song, where my range and my tessitura and the notes I'm hitting are literally pretty much the same on the verse, pre-chorus, and chorus, which is a huge no-no. So I always get back to the, if you don't know stuff is wrong, got to keep learning because you're going to keep making the same mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just like me. I've had situations like that in certain songs where I see how far I've come when I listen to that, you know. But at the same time, it's I don't want to say it's ignorance at the moment, because it's usually from so much longer ago before you've learned certain things and met certain people. But there's almost a beauty in when you're doing it at that moment, because you don't know anything's wrong, you know, like an innocence in a way.
Yeah,
I agree with you in terms of the constantly learning, because, you know, I feel like if I'm not constantly learning, then what am I really doing? I just want to make it for the right reasons, this music. Obviously, I'm not doing it to be a millionaire, you know, because I've struggled, of course, to get to where I am. But it's been worth it so far. Finally, the hard work is starting to pay off. But to your credit, it's taken me, you know, a decade on and off.
Yeah, and that's what it takes. You know, it takes a decade to become an overnight sensation. It's one of the things I always say, and it's so true.
You know, from the outside looking in, it's like, oh, this person's so lucky, and oh, they have all these advantages. Of course, you got to count your blessings. And I know I'm fortunate than a lot of other artists in terms of my team and people that I've met. But, you know, I had to struggle, you know, for a while before I could get to a point where, A, I was happy with my current sound, but B, I had just a team. I mean, I realized ultimately the difference from now and that younger version of me, it's not confidence or anything like that. Obviously, skill over time has gotten better. But I have a team. I have people supporting me. And my family's always been supportive, but I have legitimately people in the business that, you know what needs to be done to push the needle.
Yeah, I think that's very important. So, do you have the same problem I have where you hear some of your older stuff and you just kind of like cringe? You're like, oh my God, I can't believe I released that. And
100%. I think we are our biggest critics, Sarantos.
but in fairness, there are things that were significantly wrong with this, with a lot of the stuff I put out, which I didn't know at the time, and now I do. And it just like part of me wants to just wipe out this whole,
The memories.
like half my songs. But then part of it is, yeah, it's the story, and you know what? You get to see where I've been and where I'm going, I guess.
Yeah, and you know where you're headed, where you started, but also I feel like the fans and the people that have liked that older version of the music you had, whether they like the current stuff, they usually, if they're fans, they're fans. But my whole thing is they probably appreciate that growth, and they also probably appreciate the rawness of that time frame of how you did it originally. That's how I feel, But me and you are going to think of it differently, of course, because we're creating it.
Yeah, for sure. So, is there someone that you would want to be in a room with dead or alive?
Oh man, like artists?
Yeah, anybody.
Oh God, I have a list of people. I have a list of artists, but I would say today would be, I'd probably say Drake, only because I feel like he's kind of hit the market exactly how I envision myself. But he's also mixed like me. He's biracial. He's lyrical. He started the whole singing rap thing, and he created basically his own genre, but he found a way to remain lyrical and true to the craft while, singing as well and kind of just becoming genreless, where he's just Drake. And I would like to hear his advice in terms of business, in terms of the creation process, and in terms of, kind of managing, how people change around you, I guess. I mean, it hasn't really happened to me too much yet. I mean, it has, but not at least in a personal circle. But I feel like you said, when massive success does come to people, everybody changes, even your family changes around you. So it's like, I would kind of just want to see how he navigated all those personal situations on top of his, process when creating music.
Okay, tell us about this song, brother. What inspired it before we listen to it?
Pick your poison, or was it
Yeah, pick your
please?
poison.
So that one was that's like a workout song. That's like for me, I'm gearing up for war, And as much as I love my well, I don't even say accomplices, but we'll say my competition. I respect anyone who's willing to have the guts to get on stage and make music, but I really treat this rap stuff and this music stuff like a full-time job, like life or death. And if you're not part of my team, then you're against me. So in this song, I'm basically saying that you're gonna have to pick your poison. You're either with me or you're against me. And if you're against me, then you're about to see what happens when that happens,
All right, tell you what, let's take a listen and we'll come back and talk, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
One time, yeah. It's Jackie Cat Cameron Sean. I pour it up. You gon' find me in the club. Please don't ask what's in my cup. Baby, I pour it up. Cause the flow is a must, and every beat, Cameron Sean, that y'all trust. Baby, I pour it up. I always did it for the love. Never based off of luck. Never based off of luck. For the time that they wouldn't let me in. They fucking with me now, but you weren't fucking with me back then. I'm pulling up inside the Bentley Bentayga. One day, today's the day you haters owe me Jamaica. Listen, rap comes easy to me. Like a layup, I ball out like a sign of trade to the Lakers. They need me. Okay, shout out to LeBron, though. Cause I'm the man inside the city, alone with multiple others. Yo, we call that the LeBronto. Spicy yellow dude, come correct with a verse. Like, hey, that's that great Poupon flow. Sharp like a blade that was made by a legend, Hattori Hanzo. I'm the leader of the squad of the gang. I be with my younger brothers, yo, they all just call me Lonzo. No struggle, no progress. You gotta learn to trust the process. Turn the crowd to a mosh pit. Why they always gotta talk? I pour it up. You gon' find me in the club. Please don't ask what's in my cup. Baby, I pour it up. Cause the flow is a must. And every beat, Cameron Sean, that y'all trust. Baby, I pour it up. I always did it for the love. Never based off of luck. For the time that they wouldn't let me in. They f***ing with me now, but you weren't f***ing with me back then. I guess they mad that I'm on now. Peep the way that I respond now. I accomplished everything that I thought out. It's 08, feeling like Drake. I'm so far gone now. To all my ladies, pour it up. All my fellas pour it up. Y'all know where to find me. You can find me in the club. I pour it up. You will find me in the club. Please don't ask what's in my cup. Baby, I pour it up. Cause the flow is a must in every beat. Cameras on the old trust. Baby, I pour it up. I always did it for the love. Never based off of love. For the time that they wouldn't let me in. They f***ing with me now, but you weren't f***ing with me back then. Cause you gon' find me in the club. Please don't ask us in my car. Baby, I pour it up. Cause the flow is a must in every beat. Cameras on the old trust. Baby, I pour it up. I always did it for the love. Never based off of love.
All right, man. That's a cool song, Cam. Thank you for sharing it.
No problem, Zonzo. Thank you for playing it. Yeah, that's awesome, man.
You're welcome. So what do you have planned for the fans the rest of the year?
At the moment, I'm dropping a bunch of singles. I'm really trying to expand my skill set. And I have a single dropping. It's going to be Thursday. It's called Crazy. I will have another single the following month called The Come Up. But right now I have a lot of singles planned, and then in the very near future, I'd probably say within the next 6 months, I'll drop an EP or an album.
Okay, that's cool. When you look at and you think about your fans, what do they mean to you?
Everything. Because I feel like artists, as they grow through their situation, they kind of forget who makes them them. Other than, you know, talent, skill set, whatever you want to call it, without your fans, you're nothing. You need supporters. You need people that believe in you. And for me, the fans, really, it's just people I want to relate to on just a unique level with the music, where whether they're happy, sad, going through something random, going through something serious, where they can relate to someone they don't even know personally and really feel like I'm talking to them, other than I'm helping them. But just a different type of connection. But to me, the fans mean everything.
What is your spirit animal?
Oh, that's a good question, man. Part of me wants to get generic and say something like a tiger or a lion, you know, because I have a lot of heart. But at the same time, I'd want to say an animal that can definitely turn it up in that state where if they feel threatened, the fangs will come out. But for the most part, pretty mellow. So, that's not really good because all the predatory animals are aggressive, but maybe like a wolf, because, you know, they have a team, they're leader of a pack. It's all coordinated. They can be definitely vicious, but in a way, they're very elegant, at least from the outside looking in.
What was the last movie that you watched that you enjoyed?
In theaters, it would be Woman King. That was a really, really dope movie.
Okay. How about streaming?
Streaming movies. I'm not really too hip onto the movies. Can I give you a favorite movie all time?
Yeah, sure.
One of my favorite movies all time would be Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey. he's hilarious to me. Everything he does.
That's a good movie.
So it's so stupid. It's so funny.
It's all right. We're guys. We're allowed to be stupid.
Yeah, we're Dodgeball with Vince Vaughn. It's hysterical.
What's the funniest thing that's happened to you on tour?
Oh gosh. I would say I'll give you a stage situation, but I've had situations where, because, you know, through the come up, things have they weren't always full blown professional and stage equipment and a runner and all these people coordinating a show for me. But in whether it was a talent show or like an amateur type of showcase, I've had situations where the music has either just stopped or you know, there was a technical difficulty where it just got super awkward, and then I would just be freestyling with no music. But it usually turned out – I mean, the rhymes were always good, but the crowd reaction was always pretty positive. You know? But, of course, it's always me. This show is running perfect, and then here's Cameron Shaw on stage, and something happens where, why is this mic not working? Why is... So something like that, of course.
What is the most interesting thing that's happened to you in the last decade?
Oh, man. Interesting is a good question, man. I mean, I always talk about this, but I guess I'd have to just use this one. But one of the reasons I go so hard and I
work hard and write this music. And the reason I love to do it is my parents share one kidney. My dad gave his kidney to my mom, but the chances of that happening are extremely, extremely small with blood type and all those other factors. But my Caucasian European mixed father was a 1 out of 6 match for my mom, who was full Chinese. So I would say just the sheer chances of that were pretty spectacular.
Cool. What if you had 5 minutes left to live, what would you do?
Probably jump out of a plane, maybe jump out of a plane, or just do something completely wild that I could never see myself doing normally. Maybe bungee jump out of a plane. Because at that point, you're probably going to die by the time you hit the ground, anyways. So I'd probably just do something completely outlandish.
Okay. How would you rate your memory?
That's actually one of my few good qualities, Sorontos. I would say 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Okay. That's.
Except for, like, it's very selective, though. Like, I can't remember what I ate for breakfast, but I could remember what somebody said to me 5 years ago at a specific moment because it struck a nerve or because it was just super awkward. Yeah, I can remember something like that.
So, last question of the night for you. What is your favorite go-to food, comfort food?
Chicken wings. I would say chicken wings. Fried chicken wings, spicy for sure.
Nothing wrong with that, my friend. All right. Give us your socials, your website. Where can people buy and stream your stuff?
So you can find my website at CameronShawMusic.com. On social media, it's Cameron Shaw Music, one word. Sean is spelled Sean, like Sean Connery, how he spells it. And yeah, the music would be Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming platforms at Cameron space Sean, Sean.
Okay, perfect. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight, man. It was an absolute blast and love to have you on again anytime.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it, and I wish you the best. Hopefully, we get to do this again.
Yeah, you too, my friend. So to any listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of time with the two of us. Thank you so much for listening, and we both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys.
Life's an open road. Every day opportunity behind every door, but you always want more. You swallow your doubt, can't get out of bed, you're never satisfied, your tears just can't be denied. I just really, really hate it when you're struggling. I just really, really hate it when you're in pain. But all I can do. The world needs. deeply. I just really, really hate it when you're struggling. I just really, really hate it when you're in pain. But
Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.